Hello and welcome, everybody. It's your host, Katie, and it's the show, Why Should Your Team Win? And it's round two of the playoffs. Yay! I don't know if you listened to my last episode, but my team lost. It happens. Shit happens. But today we're going to discuss the Las Vegas Golden Knights versus the Edmonton Oilers. And I know you guys must be thinking, is this becoming a Las Vegas Golden Knights podcast? It might be, but that's my friend Amy, and I love to listen to her talk about hockey. And what's so great about Amy is she's roped in her husband for this episode. So please welcome to the show, Dan.
Hello.
Yay.
Thank you.
Dan, thanks so much. I see you're repping the gear. Sweet ass yes, hat. Yes. I like it. So how did you become a Vegas fan?
Living and working in Vegas prior to the hockey happening, the wife and I used to take Aaliyah, our kid, to Wranglers games in Vegas. And whenever they stopped doing the Wranglers games, they wanted a cheap entertainment for, you know, taking the kid out for a fun night. So whenever we heard we were going to get a professional team, we figured, hey, let's be fans and see. And then the October 1 shooting happened, and that really kind of united us as a VGK fans whenever they did the salute to everybody that on the ice before their first game. So yeah, whenever I think VGK, I think of a community that's peeling from one of the worst shootings in US history. So
yeah, I mean, what a time to, you know, when you became a fan, you guys had that historical first season. So like, what a ride mm-hmm. that was. And you guys and you have maintained that success. You didn't make the playoffs last year, but look at where you are now. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about Edmonton. Over the regular season, you guys are 3-0-1. So you guys only got one of those games out of the four, and two of those games were in overtime. So this is going to be a pretty interesting series, I think, because the first three games were really close, 4-3 in overtime, 4-3 in regulation, 3-4 in overtime, and then the last one was 7-4. So high scoring. So it should be interesting. What does Vegas bring to this series that Edmonton doesn't have? I don't know.
I think we play a lot better defense than Edmonton does. Between Leon Draisaitl and all those offensive weapons that they have.
Connor McDavid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evander Kane, unfortunately.
We have about the same offensive points per game or goals scored per game stat, mm-hmm. but they have more goals allowed than we do. So I think as long as we shore up our defense a little bit, we may stand a chance against them, because that top three line, I believe, is the top scoring line in the league. So,
yep.
What were you impressed with? Obviously, you guys crushed Winnipeg in five. What were you impressed with the round one series?
Oh, just the resiliency, the way to, you know, they didn't really look like they were ready to play at game one. A lot of sticky situations going back and forth with Mark Stone coming back and just trying to fit him in there and trying to get a flow with him back in there. And just kind of that first game really didn't really show what the VGK can do. So I think that those last four games really just kind of cemented where everybody was at in the lineup and how they can work together. So
yeah, Winnipeg really just didn't show up. I guess their team was injured a lot. I mean, I don't want to make excuses for them. I mean, their coach was pissed. I don't know if you saw that little press conference.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But Edmonton, they had a pretty, I think, a more difficult series against Las Vegas. Or sorry, against the LA Kings.
Yes.
And it was a rematch from last year. Edmonton eked out the win in game seven, and now they did it in game six. They're a bit more rested because people are saying Vegas is healthier. They have, and they're deeper than Edmonton. And Connor McDavid was like, no, that's nonsense. We got, I don't know, you think you're deeper than Edmonton?
Well, we did fill the Thurill Kessel so that William Carrier could come back and, you know, get a game in. So I think we have a lot more depth, even at goalie. You have more choices, even though we haven't seen Logan Thompson come out or practice yet. Lauren Brossoit has been doing great.
We haven't used Jonathan Quick yet. I don't know if that's just because LB has been on a hot streak in the net, but I imagine we will see him against Edmonton.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas has 12 different players in the double digits during the regular season, so that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then for on the Edmonton side, they did have the best power play in the regular season.
Yes.
So I think
our penalty kill is doing pretty good. So if you kind of average that against each other.
As long as we're not drawing stupid penalties, there were a few either goals or really good scoring opportunities that we gave to Winnipeg that were just off of really sloppy, stupid penalties that we drew. So as long as we don't keep that up against Edmonton, I think we'll be okay. We did improve on our power play over our regular season power play performance, which has been lackluster. So I don't know if part of that's having Mark Stone back or just the fact that I know after game one, Bruce Cassidy had the guys really working those power play teams. It did show an improvement. So hopefully that continues.
Yeah.
And then just one more player from Edmonton to watch out for is Bouchard. He's having a great playoffs, 10 points in 6 games. So he's a player to watch for Edmonton. Is there a player to watch for Vegas?
Amadio's
been doing great.
That last guy we got from the St. Louis Blues.
Barbashev.
He's been doing great.
Yeah. I think it's Jack Eichel, though. I think this is a culmination of his, short career so far. This is his dream come true. So hopefully he turns that over into some really good scoring opportunities. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably be all over him. They probably recognize that as well.
Everybody wants to see McDavid versus Eichel in playoffs.
Yep. And also, I was really impressed by Jonathan Marchessault and Bill Carlson. Even though they're playing on different lines now, they both seem to take a very similar approach, which is being ready for the rebounds. So they're right at the net, being ready for the rebounds, putting the hustle in, getting down the ice. Man, those little guys can skate fast. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't put it past them. Bill Carlson scored in this last game against Winnipeg. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him do it again against Edmonton.
Yeah, he's been working on that backhand, so.
Okay, so what are your predictions for the series? What is it?
I think it goes 6, but VGK is going to win.
I agree, VGK in 6.
Okay, well, you guys, surprise, it's also a quiz episode. I forgot that. I know, and Amy, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room for a couple minutes.
Okay, see you in a few.
So, Ortiz, tell me about your lovely wife. How long have you been married?
13 years. We've been married now. Met her in Grand Forks, North Dakota, while working at a Chinese restaurant by a famous Gam Wong and Brandon Wong. We hit it off and dated for a short couple of months before she left to go to Las Vegas. And she came to visit and I went there to go visit and figured out that we wanted to continue a life with each other. And then next thing you know, we got married, and here we are. And 12 and a half years later, we moved from Las Vegas to South Dakota, and just having a dream in South Dakota now.
Yeah, I just have one memory. One night we're at the Hub, and Amy and you were there, and I looked at you and I said, this was before like I knew you guys were dating, but I looked at you and I go, isn't she great? And you go, you have no idea. And you had all the love in your eyes, and 13 years later, you guys are cheering for Vegas. So so we're gonna do a newlywed style game. So first question is, who is Amy's favorite player?
Oh, it has to be that little Frenchman, Jonathan Marchessault.
And who's your favorite player?
Mine, Shea Theodore right now. I really liked Cody Eakin whenever they were the first Golden Misfits, just because he was like the redheaded stepchild of the whole group. Schmitty there when before he got traded to the Winnipeg Jets was a good one of mine as well. They all had really good personalities, but right now it's Shea Theodore.
I fell down the Shea Theodore rabbit hole. And you know, I had no idea his battle with testicular cancer that he overcome.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, early detection is key. And the way he found out was he failed a drug test for Team Canada. Oh. His like HCG level was too high, or whatever, which is like common in pregnant women. And they're like, this is really weird. So he took a second test, he failed it. And the team doctors are like, all right, we need to take you to the real hospital. And they did blood tests. A week later, they're like, yeah, it's cancer. A week after that, he was under the knife and he is cancer free. And that was, you know, just 3 years ago or so.
Yeah, exactly. And made a full recovery. If you haven't checked it out, Shea Theodore has a missing tooth and it actually has its own Twitter account.
I'll post the link in the episode. Okay, question number two. What team does Amy hate the most?
I want to say Sharks, but recently I'd have to say the Edmonton Oilers. Whenever we had that, we used to have a fierce rivalry with the Sharks because it started out with them just not liking each other, and Evander Kane just being a dirtbag in Vegas, he took a couple of casino markers. So whenever you're rich in Vegas, you don't carry hundreds of thousands of dollars around with you. So what casinos do is they give you markers to bet on. And so that way you don't have to go to the bank and do all this stuff real late at night. Evander Kane took a bunch of casino markers for a couple of $1 million and never repaid it. He's trying to claim bankruptcy right now against all that. Whenever he was a Sharks player. Then the not a major with Cody Eakin and the bloody ear thing, and then we got knocked out. So, but there recently it hasn't been that big of a rivalry. We've just been kind of pushing the Sharks around in our division. So right now I'd say Edmonton.
Okay. So question number three, what does Amy yell at the TV during a game?
I'd say mostly lately it's been yelling at Jack Eichel, either to shoot on power plays or to pass during kind of like a two-man breakaway. She mostly yells at Eichel.
What do you yell at the TV?
Most of the time it's for whenever we have goals or take stupid penalties for me.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, who is your partner most likely to taunt during a game? And I gave you some options: the ref, the player in the penalty box, or a fan from the other team. Which I know Amy would never do that, but
yeah, no, never. Normally it's Jack Eichel, but lately it's been the refs.
because we've been watching more other teams play. Not, we don't really watch other teams play really that much during the regular season, but since it's playoffs and has more implications, like we were watching the Maple Leafs game, and there was right before overtime, somebody on the Tampa Bay Lightning took a stick to the face, and the refs didn't call it, even though it happened right in front of them, because they didn't want to affect the power. Yeah. They didn't want to get the power play on overtime coming up. So Amy was kind of yelling at the TV about that. And so, yeah, I'd say refs more so in the playoffs.
And who are you going to taunt?
Vander Kane for this series, at least. Last time they played in Vegas, I think there was chance of pay your marker anytime he hit the ice. I mean, I don't want to give, I don't want to like yell at the screen and put that out there in karma or something out there for Draisaitl or McDavid, because or even O'Reilly. I mean, O'Reilly's kind of a sleeper on that team too, I think, but.
All right. Question number 5. At a game, what is your partner getting at the concession stand?
Diet Coke. Amy loves a Diet Coke. If it's a baseball game, we normally get peanuts. Whenever we go to the hockey games, since we had Aaliyah with us, it would be most likely a Diet Coke, a beer, and some cotton candy for Aaliyah.
And what are you getting? You're getting a beer?
I'm getting a beer.
The $12 beer, is it? How much is a beer now?
Vegas, it was $24.
Ooh.
Yeah, $24 for heart. 25-ounce beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you go to some other venues, it's cheaper. Yeah. You can get them for like 12 to 15 some places. But if you're going to like a major sporting event or like a live music venue, House of Blues, I think they're a little bit cheaper at T-Mobile, but you're looking in that $20 range.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And my final question number 6, if Vegas makes it to the finals, your partner will blank.
I think she'll freak out. She'll be super happy. She might start telling everybody in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, we live in a very small town of less than 2,000 people, so, and South Dakota, so not very much. We have a local hockey team, but not anything like the VGK, so I'm sure Amy will tell everybody.
And if Vegas makes it to the finals, how are you going to celebrate?
Well, there's the retro jerseys that they put out for this year that they probably won't print for next season. The black with the Stardust lettering that says Vegas that glows in the dark.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I like those.
Yeah, so might if we win, see if they if they make it to the finals, I might buy Amy and I a matching pair. We have a matching pair of the red ones, and I have a white jersey. So white sweater. Sorry.
Does it have a name on it, or is it just a general?
Just a blank. The authentic copy, but it doesn't have anything on the back.
Sweet. All right. Well, the quiz is over. You can bring your wife back.
Okay. Well, let me go get her. She got it.
She's like, oh, I went grocery shopping. Just kidding.
Oh. No. She's probably outside looking at the, oh, here she is. It doesn't say outside looking at the greenhouse, but.
I was outside, yes.
All right, Amy, welcome back to the quiz. Okay, so my very first question I asked David, or Dan, I keep calling you David, and I don't know why.
That's okay.
Ortiz.
Ortiz.
That's what we used to call you.
Yes, because I used to be the only one.
So, Amy, I asked him who your favorite player is. What do you think he said?
Marcia.
Yeah, I'm correct.
I've pretty much blown that question by mentioning my love for him in every episode I've been on your show. So,
And I asked him the same question. What do you think he said?
Well, I'm tempted to say that it's Shea Theodore because we have a dog named Theodore, and that's mostly a coincidence, although that did kind of come into the factor when we named the dog, but I think it's Mark Stone.
You should have been with the dog. It was Shea Theodore.
Oh.
All right, episode's over.
Expressive Mark Stone makes great gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts. Yeah.
Okay, so number two, I asked Dan, which team do you hate the most? What do you think he said?
For his team that he hates the most?
No, for you. What team do you hate?
The team that I hate the most is the Jets. Not the Jets, the Sharks.
Oh. Okay.
It's the Sharks. What'd you say?
I said right now the Oilers. It used to be the Sharks.
But you know, he did mention the Sharks.
I am wary every time I meet somebody and they say they're a Sharks fan. No offense to any Sharks fans listening, but I don't think we're going to become best friends.
And then what do you think Dan said for his
team?
Well,
now I think he said the Oilers.
Yeah. So,
yep.
Are we tied up now?
I think we're tied now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. For the third question, I asked Dan, what does Amy yell at the TV during a game? What do you think he said?
I yell at Jack Eichel to shoot the puck.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. God, do I have a problem? I might have a problem.
Am I the problem?
Well, I asked him the same thing. What do you think? What does he yell at the TV?
I think he usually yells at whoever's goalie to stay in the net.
He just said he just yells, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Darn it. Yep, that's very true.
Okay. Question number four. You guys are doing great so far.
Thanks.
Question number four. I said, who is your partner most likely to taunt during a game? And Amy, I know your personality. I know you're not going to be taunting anyone. But what do you think Dan said?
I'm more likely to taunt the offender, whoever drew the penalty, because I'm not one to really challenge authority, and I can't really be rude to people's faces, so I wouldn't be rude to other fans. So I'd be yelling at whoever's in the penalty box.
All right, Dan, what did you say?
I said the refs.
Oh!
Because we were watching the Toronto game, and you were the guy that took a stick to the face for the Tampa Bay Lightning right at the end, and you're like, what is going on here?
That's true, and I have a big problem with the NHL player safety. I don't think they do enough, but that's a good point.
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild playoffs with the lack of penalties being called. Yep. And what do you think Dan's answer was?
Dan would taunt whoever drew the penalty, because he's usually just like calling them idiots or, you know, yeah,
other unsavory words sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan said the player in the box. So,
okay,
yeah.
The player in the box, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I tied it up, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Can you tell I'm competitive?
Yeah. Okay, question number five. I asked, at a game, what is your partner getting at the concession stand? What do you think he said for you?
A pretzel with cheese. No? Mm. I always get a pretzel with cheese.
Yeah. Show us, what do you get to drink?
Oh, Diet Coke.
Yeah, he said Diet Coke. And I asked Dan the same question. What's he getting at the game concession?
A beer. He's getting a beer.
Probably. Cheers. Okay, and my last question. I asked Dan, if Vegas makes it to the finals, your partner will blank.
I will quit calling for Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee of the front office to get fired.
That's a good one.
I've been doing that for so many years now that it might be hard to let go of. Why would you say?
I just said that you would tell everybody in town.
Oh, that's true.
And I asked Dan the same question. What do you think he's going to do to celebrate?
I think he'll buy the new reverse retro jersey.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I won.
Wow, that was really great, you guys.
I
have a part two quiz.
Oh,
and you both can work together.
All right.
Okay. So what is your mascot and what is his name? What's his name and what's his animal supposed to be?
It's Chance the Gila Monster.
Ding, ding, ding. I always thought he was just like some kind of desert snake, but I didn't know what he was.
His head is shaped like a golf club.
Yeah.
I was like, is that like a cobra's neck or something? Yeah. I don't know. Next quiz question. What is the only number to be retired by the Vegas Knights organization?
I'm going to guess 58.
Because that's how many people died in the shooting. It's more now.
It's been revised to 60 or 61 now because people died of shooting related injuries. Mm-hmm. But I believe that one of the first things they did actually during the finals, Stanley Cup finals, the first season, was retire that number.
Yeah.
You guys are both correct. I had 58 down and I was thinking, did it get higher? But yeah. I just want to remind people, hashtag Vegas strong, and let's get some sensible gun laws in this country, because God damn it, it's every day, it seems.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, my next question. You guys made the finals in your inaugural season. What was the other NHL team to do that?
To make it to the finals?
In their first season.
Oh,
the Maple Leafs.
Gosh, to make it to the finals in their first season. I'm gonna guess maybe it was in the 90s. I don't know. The Avalanche. I don't know.
You know, that's a very good guess, because we did make it to the finals as the Avalanche, but we were formerly the Nordiques. But the answer I'm looking for is the 1967. St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. My second guess would have been like the Atlanta Thrashers or something, but yeah.
Yeah. Atlanta, the Thrashers.
Yeah. The full flash in the pan.
Yeah. I think, does Atlanta want another team? There's rumors they want more teams. And they're like, what about Atlanta? It's like, well, they've already come and gone. Next question. Who was the first Golden Knight to score a hat trick in the playoffs?
I want to say it's one of the original Misfits.
Yeah, I was gonna say Wild Bill.
You're going to Wild Bill. I'm gonna go with Johnny Marsh. So
Mark Stone.
Mark Stone.
All right.
Yeah. Hopefully he's still got it in him.
Yeah.
So Mark Stone isn't the only Stone in the NHL. He has a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know his team or his name and which team he represents, which team he plays for?
I did not know he had a brother.
I knew he had a brother. I want to say he plays for, Mark Stone played for the Senators.
He's from Winnipeg.
He's from Winnipeg, but he didn't play in the Jets, because we just saw that. He doesn't play for...
I'm going to guess his name's Brandon. I met a lot of dudes named Brandon from Winnipeg.
It's kind of getting warm.
Oh.
His name is Michael, and he plays with the Calgary Flames.
Cool. Flames. Okay.
So we got the Tkachuk brothers and the Stone brothers.
Yeah, they are from Winnipeg. They did compete against each other when they played juniors. Bonus questions. Do you know what juniors team Matt Stone played for?
No.
No clue.
The Brandon Wheat Kings. So, I mean,
Brandon Wheat Kings.
Should have known better. I was close.
Brandon. Winnipeg.
And so, back to Mark Stone, he is your captain, and he's your first ever captain. Why did you guys go so long without a captain, it seemed like?
The whole idea of, like, misfits cast off and reformed into a family. The whole idea at first was that nobody's better than everybody else. Everybody's kind of like a cast off from teams that they either got traded because they had what they thought was a bad contract, or somebody that they thought was over the hill, you know, looking at Fleury.
I think a lot of that came from Gerard Gallant and just him getting these guys together and saying, you know, it might be easy for you to feel like a cast off or a misfit on this team, but we, you know, are happy to have you here, and we want you here because of the chemistry you guys all bring together. And, you know, it really helped them gel as a unit. And I think just the further we got away from the Gerard Gallant years, the more that kind of went in the back seat. And then also just through trades and everything, it wasn't exactly the same situation anymore. So,
yeah, we went through five goalies that first year as well. I mean, we didn't just have Fleury the whole time. We had Malcolm Subban. We had quite a few other goalies too. Can't remember who they were now, but
well, that should have been a quiz question.
Yeah. But I remember there was five of them.
Yeah. So this is a true or false question. Can Robin Lehner speak parcel tongue? Okay, that was a dumb, that was a joke.
Yeah. Okay. He has a lot of snakes. I'm gonna go yes. I'm gonna go true.
It's true. It's true.
Awesome.
Okay, so so who was the first Golden Knight player with 50 assists in the season?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I want to say maybe I'm going to say Riley Smith.
No. I'm going to say James Neal.
Oh,
that's a very good guess. It was actually David Perron.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah,
he ended. That was your inaugural season. He only played one season with you guys. I think he's a phenomenal player. I hated him on the Blues.
Yeah.
And now he's in the, you know, Detroit. He ended that first season with 66 points overall. And he was injured most of that season, that first half of that season. He missed a lot of games. So that was kind of a tricky question. But also, he was the first ever shot on goal.
Oh. That is a classic VGK trivia question that I half expected.
No.
Well, let me go to classic is who was the first Golden Knight to score a goal for the organization?
I think that was James Neal.
I think it was James Neal as well.
Yes, it was James Neal. And who assisted the goal?
Oh, gosh.
William Karlsson?
Are they on the same line?
I thought they were in the beginning.
That's a good guess. But I'm going to... I have no idea.
Ryan Reeves. No, we didn't get Ryan Reeves. We got Ryan Reeves at first season, but not till later. Later.
Answer is Nate Schmidt.
Oh, Schmitty. We miss him.
Yeah,
because that was like the you know, you guys have only been around for only a couple seasons, so it's like everyone knows who scored the first goal. And I was like, who did the assist?
That's very good.
So you guys are what's your sixth season? Does that sound right? Six
season now.
That's right. Yeah, we made 5 out of 6 in the.
So you guys recently made history. There was one arena that you could not win in because you won a game in every single team's arena away game, Who was the very last barn you won in? Do you guys know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Last one that we had never won in until recently.
Yeah.
I want to say it was the Maple Leafs.
I'm going to go with Edmonton.
Dan is correct.
Oh, good job. I remember it was Canada.
Yeah.
I almost said Calgary, but I would have still been wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a 4-3 win finally in Scotiabank. Jack Eichel had a big game. So which leads to my next question. Jack Eichel was second in the draft in 2015. Who was the first overall?
Oh boy.
Connor McDavid.
Oh, Connor McDavid? Why mm-hmm. did I not remember that at all?
Yeah, that's why the whole I see who's finally
Sichuan's finally gonna be, yeah, now that they're on teams that are
play against to their each level. Other.
That's right, yeah. Well, this will be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt like Connor McDavid was.
Yeah,
like,
it should be. I think they're really gonna. Well, you know, the networks, NHL, Bettman, they always try to create these narratives. And I think that's gonna be a really big one of the class of 2015 going head to head, McDavid versus Eichel. And clearly, McDavid had a monster season. 153 points or something like that.
That's insane.
Ridiculous. I think my most embarrassing prediction this whole year was guessing that McDavid would only score 111 points. And I'm like so embarrassed by that.
You know, only 111.
Only
111,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's only, you know, a couple of points every game. Who does that?
Yeah. All right. So here's my last question, and it's about your coach Cassidy. What is his nickname?
It rhymes with Bruce. Wait. I just heard it the other day, and I was like, "That's his nickname."
Well, I'll give you a hint. You know, you got Wild Bill, so it's kind of in that vein.
Is it Butch Cassidy?
Yep.
Like the Sundance Kid?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right.
And he also played in many leagues throughout his career. And he only played, honestly, a handful of the NHL. Which team did he play for?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, Gerard Gallant played for the Rangers. Let's go the Whalers.
How old do you think he is?
Old enough to be playing in the 90s.
I'm gonna guess Detroit. I don't know.
He was drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks in 1983.
See?
Okay. Oh, he's older than I thought.
Hartford is around still.
But I looked at his player history, and he was mostly in like the OHL or AHL or something like that. And I think he did some overseas stuff and then kind of got in the coaching right after his career.
Yeah.
And that's all I got, you guys. Thanks so much for doing
that.
You
did great. You stumped us. That was great.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for giving me your time, and we'll talk in a couple days, I'm sure. Amy, yeah. Dan. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we can do a post-mortem on the game. Hopefully, we'll be talking about how we stomped the Oilers.
Yeah, we'll be at home. So,
while I still have you, how was that Boston game? Oh, my God. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, it was a great game.
It was a really good game.
I mean, you can't ask, as a fan, you can't ask for better playoff hockey than we've been getting this entire season. It's just been full of drama. It's been
so many overtimes. So many overtimes.
And just, you know, more game sevens than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad that I was rooting against Boston, but I was rooting against Boston. And when the Panthers tied it up right at the end of the third period, I thought, oh my gosh, are they actually going to do this? I mean, I was rooting for them, but I didn't think they'd actually do it. And when they did, drama, excitement.
Yeah.
Well, my bracket went kaput because obviously I chose the Avs, even though I knew like we weren't, the wheels on our playoff bus weren't sturdy. But I tend to vote with my heart a lot of times and sometimes by what they did over the season. And I said, you know, Boston, all roads lead through Boston. Or, and I forget who I said this to, I was like, or they're going to get upset by the Islanders first round or something stupid because it's the playoffs.
Right.
And voila. The playoffs, they're hysterical and heartbreaking and amazing and epic. So good luck to you guys. And we'll talk in a couple days.
Okay. Right. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.